Marry for Revenge. Chapter 2111. However, Freya did not expect herself to have difficulty falling asleep. Whenever she closed her eyes, the grand fireworks display tonight would cross her mind. She was so excited that she could not sleep. Fortunately, she was young. When she woke up the next day, she still looked good. Ryan came over while she was having breakfast. Today, he was wearing a black jacket with a white shirt beneath as well as a brown scarf around his neck. At first glance, Freya could recognize the scarf. She had given it to him yesterday. She did not expect that he would still be wearing it today. Deep down, she was quite pleased that he liked the gift she gave him. As such, she had a few more pancakes for breakfast. After Heidi had some porridge, she asked with a smile, "Both of you came back together last night. Where did you go?" Before Freya could answer, Ryan said lazily, "She was in a bad mood. I was worried that she couldn't get over some things, so I went out with her for a drink." Heidi turned her eyes to Freya concernedly. Amid her daze, Freya was wondering why Ryan had to lie. She knows that Rodney is going to get married, Ryan added. Heidi frowned and looked at Freya sympathetically. "He sent the invitation card yesterday, but we're not planning on attending his wedding. It doesn't matter, Godmother. I've gotten over it," Freya said generously. Heidi nodded and admired Freya's maturity. After all, she herself was a strong woman. Therefore, she disliked people who were too weak. "It's good that you've gotten over it. Given that you're still young and pretty, you don't have to worry that you can't get a good partner. I happen to have a few candidates with rich family backgrounds and great personalities. You can contact them on WhatsApp to know them better. I'll send you their numbers later." Freya was speechless. Ryan said sulkily, "Mom, as far as I know, a prime minister's wife has a lot of things to deal with, yet you're always busy matchmaking." Heidi rolled her eyes at him. "Precisely because I do have a lot of social functions to attend, I get to know quite a number of people who were born into rich families. Freya is always in the lab, so she has a small social circle. That's why when I come across the good ones, I take note of them for her." After pausing for a moment, she said to Freya, "I'm doing this for your own good. Rodney is getting married soon, which will ultimately ruin your reputation to some extent. At this point, you should get a partner who's better than Rodney to give Sarah and him a slap in the face. Since Rodney doesn't cherish you, you need to make him realize that there's someone out there who cherishes you more." Ryan muttered, "She goes home after work to look after Danny every day. How can she find the time to go on a date? Can't they contact each other on WhatsApp first?" Heidi said nonchalantly, "If you guys get along well, you can meet in person. Relationships are meant to be slowly developed. You can't know someone well in 1 or 2 days. What's more, who says she has to get married once she gets in a relationship? Women should enjoy the present." Deep down, Ryan was gloomy, but he was afraid of saying too much. Considering his mother's intelligence, the more he said, the more easily he would expose himself. Freya did not know what to say. What Heidi said was not wrong. Furthermore, she was quite open-minded and was only doing this for Freya's own good. If Freya rejected it, it would mean that she was letting Heidi down. Anyway, Freya could chat with those potential partners first. If they were not well matched, they could just be friends. "All right, Godmother. I'll listen to you." After a while, she nodded. Ryan's blood boiled. Only after they left the dining room did Ryan ask with a grave expression, "Do you want to get in a relationship that much?" No, Freya was baffled by his grim, handsome face. "Godmother is doing it out of kindness. She's just concerned about me. Plus, my social circle is really small. Why do you look unhappy?" She was struck by a thought, but Ryan immediately said, I'm worried that you'll neglect Danny once you get in a relationship. She's quite pitiful. Don't worry. At this stage, my daughter still matters most to me. Freya, who was in a rush to work, turned around to leave. All of a sudden, something occurred to her. By the way, why did you lie to your mom just now?